Civic duty. Holy smokes, it feels weird driving a car after allegedly driving a tractor all day. Holy smokes, I'm riding low. Riding real low. Civic duty. I'm listening to the Distillers. The Distillers. Classic record, Sing Sing Death House. Fucking love it. It's like the female version of Rancid in more ways than one. I don't know if being married to one of the front men of Rancid makes you the female version of Rancid in more ways than one. Probably not. And I'm not calling anyone on the Distillers Rancid, like Rancid smelling or Rancid as a person. I don't know the details between the divorce of Tim Armstrong and Brody Daly. Daly? I don't know how to pronounce Brody's name. But this was back when they were still together. It makes me really sad that they got divorced. But the Distillers were fucking awesome, especially from their first two records. Coral Fang is still actually good. It's got some jams on it. It's got some not so jams on it. Definitely their worst record, Coral Fang, I would say. But it's good. I don't know if it's definitely their worst. It's probably definitely their worst record. But it's still good. It's still really, I don't know if I want to say really quite good. It's still good though. Yeah, they're self-titled. Their debut self-titled record's really good. So I think just by elimination, you got to say that Coral Fang is their worst record. But yeah, it's still good. But this one's a fucking classic. This is Sing Sing Death House. This is their best record. I love this record. It's been a long time since I listened to it. And I'm on my way home from work, driving my car, allegedly. Sorry, the work part. I'm not allegedly driving my car. I'm definitely driving my car. I'm driving home from work, allegedly. You know what? I think I can talk about work because it says in our orientation, the media, meaning like newspapers, news, I don't think podcasts counts as media. At least not, it's not listed on, it's not listed in the handbook as confidentiality, who you can't talk to. So I think I'm fair game to talk about work on here. Not that I need to or want to, but from time to time, there's interesting shit that happens at work that I'll talk about. So, you know, but I don't have to, and I guess I don't have to avoid doing it either. But yeah, I don't really know what else I'm going to talk about here. I just figured that I like to bike to and from work, and I didn't bike today because I had a flat tire. I was going to come on and just talk about the Distillers and pretend that I didn't just record this podcast right after recording the ones about fixing my bike tire, but whatever. In the interest of full disclosure, maybe I'll like release this one quite a while after. Maybe I'll release something in between it or whatever. I don't know. I'm talking about it all now and I'm ruining the mystery. But anyways, I don't really have anything to talk about. I just figured like if I am going to be driving, I should chip away on those megabytes. So that's what I'm doing. We're listening to Sing Sing Death House. I am a revenant. We are the revenant, whoa, and we will rise up from the dead. My voice is all fucking raspy because of my temper tantrum today. I was really mad. I let out the big yell into the bunny hug. I got my bunny hug, and I put it up against my mouth, and I just fucking screamed fuck into it really loud. Fuck! As hard as I could, and I hurt my voice. I'm really hoping this, I guess we're back to talking about the fucking tire now, I guess. I couldn't find the hole, I couldn't find the leak, so I just put a bunch of air in it, just a whole, oh, I guess I better slow down even though there's no schools on. I maybe do have to abide by the school zones rules. All right, I'm not used to driving. Yeah, it's been a while since I've driven, especially to and from work, allegedly. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, I just filled it the fuck full of air. So I'm hoping all that air holds. And I don't have an ongoing tire problem on my hands. I definitely need to get a new tire. I think where the leak maybe occurred is the tire itself is very worn out. And maybe the tire is so worn out that now the tube is starting to get worn out because the tire is just not protecting it enough, which is unfortunate because a tire costs a lot of money. I've also got to buy a new tube maybe on top of that. And the tube expense was, I guess, kind of stupid. If I would have just got a new tire. Oh, I'm running a red light. And I made it, so fuck you. This guy is, what comes around's all around, right? That guy didn't really cut me off, but I guess, you know, what comes around's all around. I just ran two red lights. Well, they weren't red, they were yellow. So then, of course, a person will turn left in front of me after I do that, which is fair, you know. You reap what you sow. So the new tube that I may eventually have to buy is a fucking waste because it happened basically because I was too cheap and lazy to get a new tire in time. It's one thing if that tube had a bunch of patches on it, because you know you can only patch a tube so many times before eventually you got to get a new tube. But that tube hasn't been patched at all, so it's kind of unfortunate that I may end up having to get a new tube solely because I just didn't get a new tire. But, you know, it is what it is. At least I haven't had to, up until now, I haven't had to try to patch it a whole bunch. But yeah, I guess let that be a lesson to us all. Make sure you don't let your tires get really worn. You know, at the same time though, like, maybe... maybe that's like the right amount of wear on your tire. It sucks that you waste money on a tube, but maybe I'd be wasting more money if I would have got a tire earlier. Like, maybe you want to make, other than all the possible wipeouts or like less good riding that I got on a bad tube, or sorry, on a bad tire. But like, really, I just ride my bike for point A to point B. So I'm not running it like a performance machine where I need great traction and I need it to go faster. It's just kind of like I'm getting there. I'm going point A to point B. Whoa, oops. Actually, I turned the volume up. I'm getting from point A to point B. And, you know, as long as I don't wipe out and smash my face again, then it's all good. So maybe it would be a waste of money to get a new tire sooner. Like, maybe I would accidentally get a tire way too soon, and then, yeah, I save a tube, but maybe I, you know, now the next time I need a new tire, I'm getting a new tire way earlier, so, like, the overall, does this make any sense? The overall economics of, maybe that's how you know when you need a new tire is when your tubes start going, and that you're actually saving more money on not buying a tire earlier. Does that make sense? It sounds pretty made up and stupid and dumb, but I need to justify my stupid expense of having to get a new tube when the tube was perfectly good. It didn't have a bunch of holes in it and all that stuff. So I'm just going to say that it's actually more economical to wear your tire down to the point where your tubes start going flat just based on how thin your tire is. Make sense? I hope so. I'm really just winging it. I'm going to be home in about, well, let's see. What am I? I think I'm going to be home in about 30 seconds. Let's see how wrong I am about that. I'm not going to slow down just to specifically make sure that I pull in right in 30 seconds. All right, we're at the 20-second mark here. I'm turning right. And I'm going to be pulling nicely into the driveway shortly. And where are we at? Yeah, so it's a little less than 30 seconds, but by the time I'm parked and shutting the vehicle off, it's about 30 seconds, so good for me. Anyways, cool. Just chipping away on those megabytes. We're into double digits in May now, so I better make sure I don't have to cram again like I always do. So, okay, thanks for listening, Josh. Hope you enjoyed. Not very good podcast today. I apologize, but I'll try to do better next time. All right. Take it easy.